You've been listening to Flat Black Plastic on MutinyRadio.fm, where all the sound you hear is from plastic that's flat and black and full of grooves.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you gotta do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
Want to go to Burning Man, but you don't have the right goggles, costume, or attitude? Visit 20 Mission Hive at 2415 Mission Street between 20th and 21st in the heart of the Mission District. Easily accessible by BART, this collective of unique artists and vendors has eclectic handmade clothing, leatherwork, artisan jewelry, antiques, crystals, and there's even an amazing florist. Whisper Pirate Ship to your 20 Mission Hive vendor for a special 10% discount on the coolest, most original items in San Francisco. That's 20 Mission Hive with 8 vendors, and like them on Facebook at 20 Mission Hive. 20 Mission Hive for awesome events and updates.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
Do you need an awesome him an underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Well, hey there, San Francisco. If you're looking for some delicious late-night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, offering you amazing late-night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. They have exceptionally great daily ground sustainable burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini. And creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them. And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads going to come up with next? Go to the Counter Offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter Offer, son!
This is dog's
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer. Run!
Oh, happy hour. What could be happier than 23 comics doing jokes for each other and at a radio listening audience? Puppets, kittens, unicorns, porn maybe? Oh, well, stage time makes them happy, and this super happy comedy open mic is open every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But you can also listen anytime by downloading the podcast at Mutiny Radio FM Index at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
For those who have an insatiable appetite for all things in life, who scream at nothing and everything at the same time, who dance till sunup, who cause the sun to set again with irreverent bow, who rival the moon with gravitational force, who leave rooms feeling empty and earthquake struck, who don't give a fuck, who make, who do, who dream out loud and laugh like maniacs, who draw shock and awe on faces graced with watching, who create from the soul of an orgasm, who swagger even alone in the shower, who fight with passion and love with passion and are passion, who catapult over cliffs in the name of revolution, who would rather die than fall in line to conform, who constantly challenge the norm, who greet each and every day as if just born. I say to you, I know your greatness the way a suicide jumper knows weightless just before the impact, and in fact I know it best when I say to you, I love you.
The Night Space brings you High Time Story Time every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. Listen to San Francisco's finest underground comedians read crazy stories written by me, Arden, on The Night Space. The Night Space featuring High Time Storytime every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. High Time Storytime Volume 1 now available on Amazon.com for Kindle and electronic download.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak sailing. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey. Yeah.
Well, hey there, San Francisco. If you're looking for some delicious late-night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, and my offering you amazing late-night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. They have exceptionally great daily ground sustainable burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini, and creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them. And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads gonna come up with next? Go to the Counter Offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter Offer, son!
Tell me what you think about your situation. Complication, aggravation. Is it getting to you? Then tune in live every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. to The Edge of Insanity with myself, Paul Brumbaugh,
Kit Marie,
Brandon Ray,
and Mistress Christine.
All on Mutiny Radio. That's right, PCRCollective.org. We'll see you there.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be Like in front of an audience? Like other than like squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
Do you need an awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky.
LSD, fap, acid fapping, fapping and acid, acid fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you. That song is called Acid and Fapping.
This is Tushar Mehta with Mutiny Radio. Big up to number one station, the ruling nation. Give it to me every time.
The free form stand every Sunday at 1 p.m. Parque Niños Unidos at 23rd and Folsom. The free form stand and all volunteer run project of the No Penny Opera. It's about sharing the wealth of urban farms and gardens.
Helping local growth, fresh and nutritious organic produce accessible to all, especially those in individuals or low incomes or tight budgets.
The free farm stand grows food in San Francisco and distributes it for free. We act as a gather place and mission to encourage community growth and involvement. This effort resolved most around gathering surplus foods from neighborhood gardens, various farmer markets, community gardens, public and private fruit trees, and hosting a space where this bounty can be shared with all. We also work with produce to the people who harvest organic fruits from backyard fruit trees and public spaces and bring it out to our free farm stand.
For more information, or if you want to help, or if you have or know of a fruit tree that needs picking, you can contact Lauren at Produce to the People at Produce to the People.
For those who have an insatiable appetite for all things in life, who scream at nothing and everything at the same time, who dance till sunup, who cause the sun to set again with irreverent bow, who rival the moon with gravitational force, who leave rooms feeling empty and earthquake struck, who don't give a fuck, who make, who do, who dream out loud and laugh like maniacs, who draw shock and awe on faces graced with watching, who create from the soul of an orgasm, who swagger even alone in the shower, who fight with passion, and love with passion, and our passion, who catapult over cliffs in the name of revolution, who would rather die than fall in line to conform, who constantly challenge the norm, who greet each and every day as if just born. I say to you, I know your greatness the way a suicide jumper knows weightless just before the impact, and in fact, I know it best when I say to you, I love you.
The Night Space brings you High Time Story Time every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. Listen to San Francisco's finest underground comedians read crazy stories written by me, Arden, on The Night Space. The Night Space, featuring High Time Storytime every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. High Time Storytime Volume 1 now available on Amazon.com for Kindle and electronic download.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitable. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey. Yeah.
Well, hey there, San Francisco. If you're looking for some delicious late-night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, offering you amazing late-night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. They have exceptionally great daily ground sustainable burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini, and creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them! And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads gonna come up with next? Go to the Counter Offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter Offer, son!
Tell me what you think about your situation. Complication, aggravation. Is it getting to you? Then tune in live every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. to The Edge of Insanity with myself, Paul Brumbaugh,
Kit Marie,
Brandon Ray,
and Mistress Christine.
All on Mutiny Radio. That's right, PCRCollective.org. We'll see you there.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
Do you need an awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky.
LSD, FAP, acid fapping, fapping and acid, acid fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you. That song is called Acid and Fapping.
This is Tushar Mathers with Mutiny Radio. Big up to number one station that rule the nation. Give it to me every time.
The free form stand every Sunday at 1 p.m. Parque Niños Unidos at 23rd and Folsom. The free form stand and all volunteer your project of the No Penny Opera. It's about sharing the wealth of urban farms and gardens.
Helping local growth, fresh and nutritious organic produce accessible to all, especially those in individuals or low incomes or tight budgets.
The free farm stand grows food in San Francisco and distributes its It for free. We act as a gathered place and mission to encourage community growth and involvement. This effort resolved most around gathering surplus foods from neighborhood gardens, various farmer markets, community gardens, public and private fruit trees, and hosting a space where this bounty can be shared with all. We also work with produce to the people who harvest organic fruits from backyard fruit trees and public spaces and bring it out to our free farm stand.
For more information, or if you want to help, or if you have or know of a fruit tree that needs picking, you can contact Lauren with at Produce to the People at Produce to the People.
Potheads gonna come up with next. Go to the counter offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. Is located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter offer, son.
This is dog's food.
you visual and auditory mind control for the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live.
Mutiny Radio for Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse. A Mutiny Radio. How very exciting. Yay. We're all here. We're going to start the show. Yay. Today's show theme is Unlucky Cats. Today is Friday the 13th. I'm assuming unlucky things have been happening to people all day, or maybe they've had very lucky days. I just stayed inside and made pot treats all day, so it was a pretty good day for me. Just super high. Thanks again to Corey and Catherine. Yeah, here we are at Pamtastic's. It's Friday. It's time to party. Yay! Jonathan got me a beer. Yay! People are here. They're coming in. It's super exciting here. I have a story about being super unlucky. This happened to me. It happens once a month. I have my period and I feel so not lucky at all. Just like I feel like the whole world is crashing down upon me and I'm bleeding all over myself. Well, I'm not bleeding out myself. I am technically bleeding out myself because I use baby blood diapers. A lot of people don't know what that means. It means that I take baby bibs that I stole from someone else's mail that they left, and I put them inside my underwear, and I fold them up, and then I bleed on them, and then I wash them. Kind of like, remember the old washable diapers? Same thing, except it's a baby bib blood diaper. How wonderful. Look at this audience. Yay! Yay, people. If you guys want to grab any beers, you can do that too. But you guys are here, so yay, you're an audience. Yay! Yay! We're going to tell jokes to you. Did you guys have a good day? Did you have an unlucky day? Yeah. Unlucky? Lucky? It was a lucky day. It was a lucky day. It's Friday the 13th. You're not affected. No black cats. No bad nothing fell on you. No birds pooped on you. Everything was a good day. See, this is great. All of these theories about Friday the 13th. We're just going to dispel them all tonight. We're lucky people. I was talking about how I had a very unlucky time while I was having my period. I don't know if you guys, it's a full moon right now. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the moon cup. Some people call it the diva cup. It's a piece of silicone that you put inside your vagina. It sucks up to your cervix, collects all that blood, right? And then you take it and you pour it on like the carrots that you're growing on your windowsill. It really helps them grow. I make glazed blood carrots, so delicious. You can pour the menstrual blood on your pot plants. I tried to grow a new strain called God's Pussy. It got me high. It was great, but it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. You know, had a little. It was. I think it was too much iron. I don't know. I don't understand soil very much. But so I had this moon cup, and it was great, and I used it for 6 years. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to change them every once in a while. Because, you know, plastic degrades over time. So I went in I reached in to pull out my moon cup, and I yanked on the cord thing and it just broke off. So now I have a little tiny cord thing in my hand and I have something stuck to my cervix just collecting blood, just doing it. Just been 6 hours. Not worried yet, not too worried. As time goes on, you know, with physics, the blood goes in and then there's no surface area or something. Okay, I don't understand physics, but what I'm saying, it gets tighter to the cervix as time goes on. So I'm trying to reach in there, and I'm trying tweezers, and I'm trying things. Nothing's right. It's very slippery. It's very strange, and I'm like, I'm just going to ignore this problem for a long time. So like 12 hours pass, and I'm single at this point, so I don't know what to do. Like, I started dating my boyfriend now, who I've had for 3 years, but we just started dating, and this is not the kind of thing you bring up to your new boyfriend. You don't say, hey, I need you to reach inside my vagina and pull out my moon cup. This is not something you bring up. So who do you talk to? Some people go to the doctor, not me. No. I call my ex-boyfriend because he's the one most familiar with the area, with the crash site going on, the problems, the blood and the stuff, and he's going to be okay with it. So I call him up and he says, yes, I am working at a Doc's Clock. He's a bartender up there, and he's like, just come hang out at the bar. We're going to drink some drinks. I'm going to close down. I'm going to take you home. We're going to get this thing out of you. Everything's going to be okay. I'm like, this is great. Gets me drunk. I'm like, let's get really drunk. Let's go home. Let's do this. So we get home. I'm laying on the bed. I've got my legs up. He's reaching in there. We take some kitchen tongs. We cover them with a Ziploc bag and try to use lube. We're trying to use them like a speculum to open up my vagina so that he can reach inside. Nothing is working. Everything is a problem. It's just, and I'm crying. I'm crying now. He's used to me crying, so I'm okay with it. I'm just like, listen, you can never do anything right. And then I fall asleep, and I set an alarm for 6:30, and I say, we'll try this again in the morning. If it doesn't work, I'm going to go to the hospital. So the alarm goes off, beep, 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 and I wake up crying again, crying. And so I go in the bathroom, and I'm sitting on the toilet, and I just start thinking of, like, birthing the moon cup. I'm bearing down, and I'm feeling it sort of move closer to the, and I'm like, wait, this is the thing. So I get up on top of the tub, and I'm hanging on to the shower curtain like this, and I'm pushing, hot. And so my ex-boyfriend hears this, and he comes around, and he's like, what is going on? So he gets into the tub behind me, like some strange African doctor. He's behind me, and I'm bearing, he's like, I see it. It's like crowning through me. He reaches up, and he pulls the thing out, and he just gets covered with blood. It's a literal bloodbath. And the only reason this wasn't a problem is that he's a drummer in a metal band. So this was like so fucking metal. This is like, and now I know what the color of love is. I still have it on the ceiling in my apartment in the bathroom, one of the bits of blood that I chose not to clean up, just so I can remember how love feels. Do you know, like he really reached in there. That was one of the unluckiest and luckiest times that's ever happened to me. Just here's the thing, don't be so poor and stingy. Buy a new moon cup like once a year. Just throw that one away when it starts turning kind of a weird pink color. That's the time to just let it go. Gotta learn how to let things go. No hoarding here, not in my, you can't hoard very much in the vagina. I wrote a story once where there were whores that had a twat pharmacy, and in Vegas they would go and they would open their legs and then they'd pull the drugs out and then roll them out and then people would buy them. This is not real, this isn't a fiction story I wrote, but I've always liked the idea of a twat pharmacy, you know, like you put, and you like roll it out like knives, like you know chefs when they carry their knives and they have in those special packs, they roll them out and they're like, ah! Like that, but with drugs. Anyways, that was fun. We're going to get started here on this unlucky, amazing, unlucky show. There's a thing we do at the beginning of every show. We sing a song. If you know how it goes, sing along with us. If you don't, you'll probably figure it out. MUTINY Comedy Clubhouse Comedy.
Clubhouse.
Comedy.
Clubhouse.
Together we will bring our jokes up high. Hi, hi, hi. That white Wookiee is good. MUTINY Comedy Clubhouse. You want to come inside my clubhouse?
Yay!
Yay! I'm so excited. There are so many people in the clubhouse right now. I hope you guys are all going to enjoy those caramels I made this morning. I'm very proud of them. They're very chewy, and they have about 40 milligrams in them. So be careful and have a good time. I know. And it's so hard. You can't just eat half of it. Like, you eat half of it, and you're like, it's so good. I have to keep eating. Yay! Your first comedian of the night is one of my favorite people. She runs a show here on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 called The Immutables. She's a hilarious individual who loves cats almost as much as I do. Everybody clap wildly for Trina Roderick!
Oh my God. Last week when I was here and you did your cat stuff on... how you and your cat, Pam, like, get a little freaky with it. Great bit. So Matthew is like, turns to me and says, you know, do you do that with your cat? I'm like, dude, my cat gives zero fucks. Zero fucks this bitch gives. Like, her sexual orientation is hater. She's bi, like, color, like, black and white, but... Like, she doesn't need to get to what gender you are because she just hates everybody. My parents have two little dogs, you know, and they treat them and talk about them like they're children. You guys have met people like this. I go along with it. It's just they're teeny little dogs, and it gets weird when my little sister tries to hump my elbow. You know what I mean? Like, and then my stepdad is like trying to explain to me, well, no, I'm the, you know, it's like, it's a compliment. Like, well, I'm the only other person she does that with. And I'm like, dude, I'm not down for a three-way. How many fucking times do I have to fucking say that? Anyway. So, I don't really think of my cat as like a daughter. She's more like a rude grocery store clerk that I kidnapped and now has Stockholm syndrome. You know what I mean? No, she's awesome. I love that meme though on Facebook, that huge cat tongue. Like, she would for sure not be into that. Actually, she might be into that. Like, she scratches my face so much, like it's a thing in our relationship that I have to avoid being scratched by my cat. So I'm like, no, I'm not putting a huge fake tongue in my mouth and getting anywhere fucking near my cat. What the fuck are you talking about? She would bitch that, slap that thing right out of my mouth so fast. No, I like, though, that I don't think she would expect me to perform another species in order for us to have a loving relationship. You know what I mean? Like the first time I ever kissed her, she's like, well, okay, let me back up. So I'm 47, single, no kids, which is awesome, super awesome, love it. But like, when you're 47, single, no kids, people tell you to your face, you should get a cat. Right? So I did not adopt this cat. I want you to understand, she adopted me, right? Okay, she's at my back door one night. She's like an outdoor cat hanging out outside, walks into my apartment one night. Like, we all walk into the nicest hotel room we've ever been in. Like, oh yeah, I could get used to this, right? Like, let's order room service, woo! Right? Like, okay, I'm going to have the ocean feast. And I could do a bottle and a bottle of the vitamin D milk. She's like, yeah, you should definitely get a cat for sure. No, she's awesome. I'm learning about cat people and dog people. Like, the difference between cat people and dog people is that cat person can take emotional abuse. A dog person can take a licking in the face. Okay. Some dogs, they sit at the door and wait for their owner to get home. You know, my cat sits at the door and waits for me to leave. Looking at me like, don't you? You don't have to have a dog to go to the park, bitch. Anyway, I need a haircut. I can't find a hairdresser because I don't want to go to the last person. I like it when there's like a little, it's usually short, but I like it when there's like a little bloop in the back. Like, it doesn't like go straight across like a guy's hairline. I want it to look a little feminine back there. So I said, you know, just a little bloop, right? So I get home. I didn't look at the back. Why didn't I look at the back? I get home and I feel back there and it's a rat tail. A full-on rat tail. Like, if you left all of this, I was like, wait a second, just because I have short hair, she's clearly assuming that I'm a person with a cat. Right? Like, it's, everybody thinks. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I really did not have 10 minutes. What else? I think that's it. I'm so sorry. No, it's not that I don't want. I was just going to work that anyway. Thank you guys so much.
Trina Roderick with a solid 5. Hot 5 on cats. Hot 5 up here. I'm sorry. I'm spinning everywhere, all over you. It's because I've been high all day. Did I tell you guys that? I've been eating when I make the caramels, I try to make them perfect squares. So I cut off all the edges that are misshaped and then I eat them. Because I want them to be in perfect squares, right? So I eat this and then I'm like, I wonder how much I've eaten. And then I get high and I'm like, these ones are good. Because you never know. Like, how strong are they? I'm like, that it's they're strong today. I like them. No, I've been
It's been fun. I talked to my cat all day today, too. It was great. But now he smells like fish. It's so bad. I've been making my cat his own cat food because I love him and because I'm an insane person. Also, it's cheaper, and you can buy actual salmon with food stamps. I buy him salmon bones, and then I cook him in water, and I make salmon jello. It's insane. I know he loves it, though. But now I've given him too much salmon jello, and he actually smells like fish. So I had to give him his first bath ever. So it's like been this weird, like, he loves me. He hates me. Like, what's going on? And he still smells like fish. So I think I have to stop feeding him salmon. I think that the veterinarians are right. You can't just feed your cat, like, whatever you want, whenever you want to. I was convinced that the whole pet food industry was a sham. I don't think it is now. Your next comedian, he doesn't look like he has the capacity to love a cat in his heart. Do you? No, I mean, you look angry on the street, but I know you're a really nice guy in real life. I know you have a heart and a soul. Just because you went to Stanford doesn't mean that you're an emotionless robot. Hey, everybody, you're going to love him. He's hilarious. He's smarter than most people I know. And I took an IQ test, so I think I'm a genius right now. Everybody, Connor Doherty, yay!
If I can't love a cat, it's not my fault. It's because of a specific episode. Were you legs guy? Nice pants. Were you guys here when he got his legs got all the attention? His legs stole the show. Now I'm gonna actually have to do jokes because I can't comment on your nearly hairless legs. If I can't love a cat, it's because when I was growing up, so my dad was allergic to cats, so we never had them, but my grandma, who lived in rural Wisconsin, would feed feral cats. Did you guys know, I think it was like in the mid-2000s, there was actually legislation in Wisconsin to legalize hunting feral cats? Because I guess they have them in like such great abundance, or like they're killing the deer or something, I don't know. Probably not. But my grandma would take care of these, I don't know if they were feral, they're stray in any case. And so there was this one who was orange and white, and he was fat and used to roll around, so we called him Rolly. And Rolly had a pretty good life, because he was previously stray, and then my grandma started feeding him and letting him stay in the garage. And then she got another one who was gray and white named Alex, both boys. Alex is a little bit smaller. I liked both of these cats, and I liked them because we specifically couldn't have cats because my dad was allergic, so I liked hanging out with them. And one time, we go to my grandparents' house, and only Rolly is there. And I'm like, oh, where'd Alex go? And my grandma's kind of stepping around the issue. It's like, oh, well, you know, he was a stray. He may have just run away. My grandpa goes, Rolly killed him.
What?
There were two cats that I loved, and one of them murdered the other one. So, if I do not have room in my heart for cats, it is because of that, not because of anything intrinsic to me. I actually like cats very much, but that's how it goes. So luck, you could all die at any time. I'm not immune. We could all die at any time. Have you seen these advertisements on the BART and the bus about sudden, unexpected infant death? Do you know what I'm talking about? SUID. I think unexpected is really a necessary modifier there. If it's expected infant death, you just killed a kid. Like, who expected what? And when did they know it? Someone has some explaining to do. Fair enough. So I was Thanks, Jonathan. It's always good. I don't like laughter. I just like Jonathan, slowly. You're funny, man. I'm at a loss. I don't have his shiny legs to comment on. Even with the pants on, I know they're shiny under there, bro. So I went to the doctor. I didn't have a doctor. I just ended up with one. And I don't like the doctor that I ended up with. He wants to be my friend. He's talking about how you need to build a relationship with your physician. And I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to get in here before the Republicans replace insurance with prayer. Like, we're not going to build a relationship. And he starts telling me about his family and stuff. And he's like, so my son is 7. He has dress up day at school. And I was like, that's funny, because I'm 25 and I have a family history of diabetes and mental illness. So maybe look at my body instead of telling me about your kid's Minecraft costume. I don't know what I paid for exactly, because he didn't look in my ears or my mouth. He didn't look in a single hole. And he didn't do the turn your head and cough thing. It's like the only time I've been upset that I paid a man for his time and he didn't touch my balls. Never have that problem with my psychiatrist. He always touches my balls. There's a lot going on in that joke. You can lose people, because if you mention a psychiatrist, they get a little bit scared, because it's like, ooh, what's wrong with him? But also, not everyone knows that brain doctors don't touch balls. Anyway. There's a lot going on there. So I had never been called this previously, but in the past month, I've had multiple people refer to me as a twitchy white guy. People of all races. It's one thing we can all agree on. I'm a twitchy white guy. And I'd never been called that before, so I was looking it up, like, for the connotation, and it's not a good thing. But I've decided I'm taking it back. I'm taking back twitchy. So now I'm going to get out in front of it. Like, I'm just sitting there nervous. It's like, so it may look like I am just fidgeting nervously, but in fact, I am merely trembling with raw sexual energy. That's luck related. That's because, so someone was calling me twitchy in relation to someone else. And it was like, oh yeah, you're a couple twitchy white guys. And I was like, yeah, but he's twitchy because of drugs. I'm just like this. God made me this way. Do you guys believe in God? Okay. Me neither. Have you seen the guys outside the BART stations that are yelling about the end of the world? You know what I'm talking about? Huh?
It's gonna happen.
I have limited time, but I'm very curious about Sun Tzu's ideas about the end of the world. Yeah. I'm gonna have to talk to him later. Like, when shit hits the fan, I bet he's got like a bunker and stuff. Just full of fun chemicals. What was I talking about? The guy yelling about the end of the world. So, you know, these guys are out there yelling into their megaphones. They're like, the seas will turn to blood. The dead will rise again. I'm walking past one of these guys and he loses his train of thought. And it's like, if you claim to know when and how the world is going to end, you think you would remember. Also, you can just make that up. No one has ever stopped and argued about the details with that guy. Like, you said the seas would turn to blood. Actually, God will smite the non-believers and their blood will flow out into the sea. Just wanted everyone getting on BART at 3 p.m. on a Saturday to know that. So silly. So I was very unlucky in purchasing my car, which I did finally find a parking space for. Parking in San Francisco, oh man. Like, I've gotten so many parking tickets here that, like, even now when I pull into a space, I just feel like it's an illegal space. Like, do you guys know what Catholic guilt is? Like, when you feel bad, even if you're not doing anything wrong, I get like a parking version of Catholic guilt. And then I start masturbating and I get regular Catholic guilt. Do you know that masturbation's a mortal sin? If you masturbate, then when you die, you go to hell. Unless you confess. Which just leads me to believe that priests are just perverts and they just like want you to tell them about your sex stuff. Like, oh, you're touching yourself? What are you thinking about, you dirty boy? Tell me so God doesn't send you to hell. Tell me all the details. It's a big threat. But I was talking about my car. So when I bought my car from a guy on Craigslist, and his name was Steve / he had another name, Yin Yang. He was selling his 2003 Jetta wagon because he was moving back to China to start a startup. He signed the transfer of title over to me using his given name, given by his parents, which was Yin Yang G-E. It turns out that according to the state of California, the car was owned by Steve, not Yin Yang. So I did not legally own this car, and the man who had sold it to me had since returned to China. So I had to get Steve / Yin Yang to sign a form saying that, hello, state of California, Steve and Yin Yang are one and the same person, and Steve has now transferred the title to Connor. There was no joke there. It was shitty. Just talking about my feelings. Sans punchlines. I've recently come up with a good metaphor for my style of humor. So the universe is expanding everywhere simultaneously. Did you guys know this? Sure. I don't know why. But it is, so it's expanding. But so like over these distances, like I can't see shiny legs getting further away from me. But like over a very large distance, it starts to add up. So there are actually astronomical bodies at the edge of the universe that are moving away from us at faster than the speed of light. So we can never perceive these bodies, right? Because you can't travel faster than the speed of light. You can't see things if the light can't get to you. So I actually think this is a great metaphor for my style of comedy, which is that there might be a punchline at the very edge of the joke, but the setup itself is expanding at such a rate that you might never actually make it to the punchline. Okay. I'm done. Thank you.
That dirty little boy. What is he thinking? He's thinking about a show the first Tuesday of every month called My Greasy Sons. Now I finally know why you call it My Greasy Sons, because you're a dirty little boy. So said the priest. It's at the Woods Brewery in Oakland the first Tuesday of the month. It's called My Greasy Sons. He runs the show. It's always great. You should go to it. February 7th. Go see him. Yay. Keep clapping for Connor Doherty. Smarter than all of us. Yay. The world is constantly expanding. Yay. Oh, Carl said, I believe that T-Rex's bones were put back together wrong. Ha-ha! No, absolutely. It's too long to get into right now, but the hip bone's a breastbone, and it flew. It's the dragon. Nobody believes me. I'm like, the bones are... It's okay. It just means that everything that we know is false, because T-Rex's bones are put back together wrong, and you all believe it. You all believe, you're like, of course it's... T-Rex is a big, tall thing. It runs on two legs. It only goes 25 miles an hour. The hubris of man. Of course, because it's... The biggest, coolest thing, obviously, was on two legs, because we're men and women and smarter than dinosaurs. Your next comedian. I wish I had a picture I could just leave up here of how T-Rex's bones are put back together. Jonathan actually bought me one of those puzzles that the kids put back together, and I put it together the right way, and I made the T-Rex have wings, and it's awesome. It totally works. No one believes me. Your next comedian also has theories that people don't always believe. But what we all can agree on, she's a great photographer as well as an awesome comedian. She does amazing things, and she's very funny. You guys are going to love her. She's also unlucky as fuck. Everybody, put your hands together for Katie Carnes. Yay!
Did I read the thing wrong? The little event thing. Is this about cats?
No.